What's up with that? You're listening to a new studio today, so please forgive any technical difficulties. Due to that, we're just going to start off with a song, and I'm going to ramble more later.
Chapter 1.
I dreamt about Hello, everyone. I'm here reporting in from the illustrious Studio C in the WMFO building because Studio A is down.
Henry, do you hear us speaking?
I think I do.
Okay. That's awesome. I don't.
We will describe Studio C to you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Small.
It is as if you have taken a larger closet. So not a small closet, but like big, but for a closet. And you've put in a big desk with a soundboard and two screens and a laptop.
The best part about the room is the very dim and flickering light.
Yes, there is an overhead fluorescent light, which wasn't working before, and then we turned it on. And it took 5 minutes to now start flickering probably once every 10 seconds or so. That was a bright one just now.
Yeah, it's actually quite terrifying.
And I will add that the temperature in this room is... The WMFO studio is already hotter than the average room. And the temperature in this Studio C in particular is probably close to, I would say, 80 degrees.
Jeez. So it's really a great environment.
Yeah, it's really great.
If you wanted to grow mold, you could do that here for sure.
Yeah, if you wanted to grow mold...
Amongst other things.
This would probably be an ideal incubator for it. But I feel like it's time enough for me to introduce...
Wait, I need to talk about the last song. I'm sorry.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to...
The last song was a Black Country New Road song called The Boy, live at Bush Hall. Black Country New Road had a really particular sound with a very particular singer for a while, but he left the band for mental health reasons, I believe. Good for him. So now they've done a lot of, like, maybe more experimental things with their singers, and this female vocalist is very cool. I think it's a gorgeous song. No idea what it's about. It's kind of told, like, a fable about animals, and I've had a lot of fun trying to do lyrical analyses. If you have any interest, look up The Boy, live at Bush Hall, and try to do some poetic analysis. All right, Henry, what's the next song?
All right, the next song. Well, let me just say that there is a bunch of vinyl records in here, and I can see on the wall behind me that they have not one, but three copies of Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, A Taste of Honey.
Really?
Or no, Whipped Cream and Other Delights, including A Taste of Honey is on there. Yeah, they're all right here, and I almost put on... the song Lady Fingers from this album into this playlist, but I didn't, and I put
on... We've played that song a couple times.
We've played Lady Fingers, Herb Alpert, goated instrumental band. They're low-key goated. No, this song that I'm playing, I don't know about you all, but in my house, we've been watching the new Fallout series on Amazon based on the Fallout series, the video game, and a special feature of both of those is that, like, the only music they play is, like, up to maybe, like, 1950-something. And so I've been particularly listening to this song, which is very out of place in this playlist, very out of place in this radio show, but it's kind of awesome.
But it's really awesome, so you're gonna hear it anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna hear it anyway. You're gonna hear Spurs that jingle, jingle, jingle anyway, and you're going to like it, and it's going to be so awesome, and we're going to play it right now.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along. They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Swallow my pride. I got thrown in on a fourth and five, just so they could take a knee. Oh, I was only thinking about my sixth string. I remember coach trying to break us down. Days had us passing now. This week we gotta play away. Home team just came from state. Lost by six, that's the worst way. Damn. Bus ride back had a sour taste. About where I wanna be. I was drained of patience and my energy, just to find out I played the wrong game. I was thinking about my sixth string. Heat wave ain't ever taking breaks. Shade in the cemetery. Drove a couple hours to the Angel Oak. Heavy conversation with a little smoke. Mama's cooking up cornmeal grains. Daddy's yelling at the football game. I was upstairs trying to make a name. I was upstairs with my sixth string.
Oh, two of my songs in a row. What is that all about?
We've got a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about, many songs to talk about. So first you heard I Have Spurs, that jingle, 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 which I gave my spiel about. And then after that...
You might recognize it as the one random big band song in this entire playlist.
Yeah, fits right in there. And then after that, it's been a while, played a song by Geese again.
We love Geese.
We love Geese. Honk. Danielle and I famously saw Geese live last semester. We got to meet the drummer, Max.
He was so cool.
He was so cool. He's so talented.
Henry and I moshed like crazy.
We did actually mosh like crazy.
Well, more the other people moshed with Henry in my presence, and I got trampled.
And Geese are, they're blowing up, low-key.
Are they?
Yeah, they're at Coachella now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Good for them.
They got a Coachella gig. They got, what else did they even get? They're touring with Greta Van Fleet. They're opening for Greta Van Fleet.
Weird pairing, but I like Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah. So real shout out to the manager of Geese, Willie, who Danielle and I met. Willie got me my free shirt. He's friends with my brother.
He's friends with the monster.
He
That's
is
under
my bed. So for a very specific subset of people, Whenever I wear, shout out to the brothers of Theta Chi fraternity, because
Theta.
When I show up and I wear my Geese t-shirt that I got at the concert and nobody knows what it is or what it means, and everybody goes, Henry Geese? Is that Henry Geese? And I wore it for the first time in months, I think Thursday night, and it was the return of Henry Geese.
Henry Geese.
And then what did we hear after Geese?
That was Sidelines by, is it Toro y Moi? Or, I forget if you say Toro y Moi.
I always think of it as Toro y Moi, but I might be wrong.
I don't know, because the E implies Spanish, and the M-O-I implies French.
Yeah.
So, and Toro is, isn't that bowl in Spanish?
I think so.
So, I'm really at a loss here. Another song.
People who know Spanish, you know what to do. Correct us.
People that know anything about language.
Or French.
That's not us.
Yeah.
The song is about a guy, the lead singer is talking about playing sports and how he just can't stop thinking about his guitar. And I think it's charming.
So relatable.
Right? Like, haven't you been on the field and you're like, oh man, I just can't wait to get home to my sixth string.
Yeah, that's me always.
Low-key?
Low-key, though, on the low?
Troy Bolton type stuff. Would you like to introduce the next song?
Sure. The next song is by Wilco. It is off their album A Ghost Is Born. And I would say that this album is very, very sad and devastating. And this is the last song on the album, which on its own isn't that bad, but in context is a lot sadder because... I'll explain why later, but you guys can enjoy this nice, cool song. I listened to, like, the first 2 minutes a bunch, and then I was listening to it again, and there was, like, a cool, like, guitar breakdown near the end, and I was like, whoa, Wilco! Oh my god, Wilco!
Wilco, what was that?
Yeah.
Wilco, do it again.
Wilco, do it again! Do it again, Wilco!
Change. Oh, it's so drives you crazy, getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old.
Henry, you're the only friends I need.
I'm gonna laugh until my ribs get sore.
So true. That was Ribs by Lord. I hope that y'all, if you know the song, I hope it brought up some weird nostalgic childhood memories for you. If you don't know it, I hope that you liked it. We love that song.
We love Lord. We love Lord so much, we're going to play Lord again.
Yeah, I don't want to take credit. When Henry and I were building this playlist, Henry put in a Lord song first, so I added Ribs to relate to that. But Henry's Lord song is going to come after this. Yeah, I guess, guys, Lord was, like, so young when she wrote Pure Heroine. I think, like, 16.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so impressive.
Yeah.
How have you... She hasn't experienced... human, the full spectrum of human emotions and interactions by 16. How could she write such deep songs?
Yeah, some people are just cracked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have another song. Shout out to my dad, James, hopefully listening right now, because he sent me this playlist compiled by A24. I think it's called Everybody's Getting Involved, and it's a bunch of artists doing covers of different Talking Head songs. So this is Lord doing a cover of Take Me to the River.
Okay, I was like, what song is this?
And just one more thing. This is for my dad and also for my brother. Wow, okay. So there's a bunch of vinyls behind me. I'm grabbing one so I can look at it and make a joke, but what do I see when I pull this vinyl off the shelf but another fourth vinyl copy of Herb Alpert.
Who needs that many Herb
Alpert? And the Tijuana Brass of Whipped Cream and Other Delights. But for my dad and my brother, there is a Rodney Dangerfield comedy vinyl album here called his comedy album No Respect. And it's right here. He's making his classic face and he's wiping his face with a kerchief. My dad and my brother are Rodney Dangerfield fans.
That's a freaky face.
And if you can indulge me, Daniela, if you were to put on this album, it would sound like, I get no respect. Me, I get no respect. My wife, I get no respect.
That was really impressive. See, Henry, I don't know what the actual music sounds like, so I really like whatever you just did there.
Thank you.
And now I'm more inclined to check out the album.
Thank you. All right, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. I am Lord.
the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40 G's. Yo, brothers respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging. But I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets. To stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep. A man with a dream. With plans to make cream. Was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such. Who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court play me short and I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. With shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Yeah.
You said wake up. Me out.
You just heard Mother Knoll by Pine Grove off of their album Everything So Far. I love Pine Grove. This is like my favorite album by them. And this is like my favorite song off the album. So yeah, it's a pretty good song if you ask me. Oh my god, my mic hasn't been on. I'm sorry, this is terrible. New soundboard. Mather Knoll off of Pine Grove's album Everything So Far is like my favorite one of my favorite Pine Grove songs, my favorite Pine Grove albums. They're from Montclair, New Jersey, which is quite near my hometown, so obviously lots of Jersey pride.
Is it Mather or Mother Knoll?
Mather
Knoll. Okay.
I don't know what a Mather Knoll is, actually. I've never thought to question what a Mather Knoll is. In my mind, it is a geographical location. Henry, you want to introduce your final song?
Well, first, we are a community-run radio station here, so I need to speed through this PSA. Okay. Why not grow your own PSA? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them.
Cool.
And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Optional. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you also can have complete confidence it frees pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Oh wow, I have very little time left. Shout out to my entire TDC group, because our dance was partially Drain Gang Blade themed, and this was a song that was in our mix, and so I played it once on the radio. It has no place in this station, but I want to commemorate my commitment to the Tufts Dance Collective and to Drain Gang. So this is Western Union by Blade, Echo 2K, and Ty Boy Digital.
Chico, drinking GTB, no ego cycle. I can take some coke, gas station, talking on the phone. Can't say here, I got you, girl, it's feeling only me alone. I see off the road and coming, watching through the scope.
I
Okay, you just heard The Deal by Mitski off of her latest album. My quick story about this album is at the beginning of last fall semester, I was taking too many classes. And I was overwhelmed and I was stressed. And it was a few weeks into, maybe like a couple of weeks into the semester, and I thought to myself, oh my God, I have too much to do, too many classes, too much work. I can't even listen to the new Mitski album. Something has to give. So I did some math and I looked at SIS, which is the Tufts class selection page, and I decided I could afford to drop a class. So I dropped a class, and the first thing I did was listen to the new Mitski album, and it was amazing. This was The Deal off of that album, which is one of my favorite songs. You can see how the drums get really sped and intense at the end of the song. I have a friend who swears that the drum track at the end is the drum track that plays through the entire song in like 4x speed, so that's how it's kind of in time. I'm not sure if that's true. I can't really tell how I could even figure that out, but I like to believe it's true because that makes it super cool. It makes Mitski super smart. With that, I'll close out now. This is Daniela Rothstein speaking for Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The final song I'll play is I, Nietzsche by Fen Lily. Not too much to say about it. I think she is a creative songwriter, and it is a creative song. Here's I, Nietzsche. Thank you for listening, as always, and have a good reading period. Anymore.